Coast Radio News for Friday, June 12, 2020. I'm George Henry. For many, the long-awaited return to Sunday services will culminate this week as many churches will resume services. According to Pastor Dale Edwards at Crossroad Assembly, the reopening for them is almost more difficult than the cancellation of services 3 months ago.
As difficult closing was, reopening has been even more difficult, trying to figure out what the balance, how do you deal with that? But in those interim months and days, the anxiety levels, the depression, the mental health dynamics that are impacting people, they're very real.
Edwards says the missing social element from people's lives will likely have a dramatic effect on us for some time to come. He says he is particularly concerned about the youth. He also says he fears another problem we could see as a result of the pandemic is suicide. This Sunday, Edwards hopes to reestablish some sort of normalcy to his parishioners' lives. They are working within the guidelines set forth by the Oregon Department of Health and will be limiting seating through their two services at 9 and 11. Another entity that is attempting to return to normal is Three Rivers Casino Resort. Human Resources Director Pam Hickson says that while they have brought back many of their employees, the COVID-19 pandemic has left them with some openings that need to be filled. Hickson says they have several positions in their food and beverage division, including a supervisor, line service, guest room laundry attendants, and an environmental services technician. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce has announced that they are adding a fourth corporate underwriter. It was announced yesterday that Banner Bank will be coming on board, not just as an underwriter, but they have earmarked their $10,000 buy-in for a specific purpose.
They're coming along to partner with the community to support our chamber members to help those people pay their chamber dues.
Hannigan says the pandemic has made it difficult for many members to come up with the money needed to renew memberships, and Banner Bank has stepped up to help. New COVID-19 numbers are out, and the one-day total has jumped to 5,237, a one-day increase of 178, the largest jump since the coronavirus began. Two more deaths have also been reported. One is an 84-year-old Clackamas County woman, and the other is a 66-year-old Yamhill County man, both with underlying health conditions. In Lane County, there are two new cases to report. Neither of those cases are reportedly from the Florence area. Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital, along with Riverbend Medical Center and Peace Health Cottage Grove, begins limited access to visitors today. In the cases of minor children and end-of-life patients, the hospital will allow two visitors on a case-by-case basis. Visitors will be screened for fever and COVID-19 symptoms prior to being allowed in the hospital. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, June 12th, 2020.